The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to. It'll be Chip Roy and Dr. Oz this hour. Make sure you stick around for that. We are watching very closely what's going to happen tomorrow. Midterm election is upon us. You had President Joe Biden, or the resident of the White House, Joe Biden, the former president, Barack Obama. Democracy, that wasn't bad. Hey, I haven't done Obama in a while. It wasn't bad.
Not bad.
The one I'm not going to do, and people keep asking me to do it in person, I'm not going to do Fetterman.
Yeah, don't do that.
I feel like that would be wrong.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, we do have a Fetterman soundbite or two today. Now, is that wrong when I play the soundbites?
No.
Are you speaking into a microphone in front of people?
That's what he's saying.
I don't know. It's been a while.
It sounds
used to, when I did the Obama impersonation, I used to always say with a beer, because it was always like, we'll have a beer. You know, it was always that thing.
Right.
So he's out there campaigning. Fetterman's out there. Did you see the video with Fetterman with the flags flying down behind him?
No, I didn't see that video.
This is not doctored. I actually did a short on this over on YouTube. By the way, I've gained like 6,000 people in the past couple of weeks. So if you're on the YouTube, and you know you are, floating around doing nothing, just go to Joe Pags Radio, give us a subscription, and or just press the subscribe, but you give me a subscription. You go there, do that, and we're trying to make them send me a plaque. So we're up in like 25,000 now, something like that. We're getting there. Okay. Going pretty fast.
Yeah, not bad.
But we're getting some real virality out of some of these shorts. I did a YouTube short on Fetterman. He's standing there about to start speaking, and there are several American flags behind him, and a gust of wind comes through and blows them all down.
Oh.
You know, you ever see one of those movies where they say, you know, God, just if this is the wrong thing to do, just give me a sign, anything, just a small sign.
Yeah.
Sure.
That was one
pretty
of those.
Much. Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much. The sign was there. So, and again, you have to go see it. I don't have it queued up or anything, but you've got to go see that. We have Dr. Mehmet Oz on this hour. I had not spoken to Dr. Oz before. Kind of cool. Now, did you watch that show, Carrie?
You know what? I don't think I did. Well, and it's on in the afternoon, so I would be here working. Right. I don't think I watched that show. I work.
You were here. I'll give you that much.
I'll be working hard tomorrow night too. Yes.
You're going to be bringing it?
And tomorrow
night, it's worthy of saying, tomorrow night, we're going to bring it the best we can.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bring you whatever candidates we can. We'll bring you the results as they come in. Now, the show runs live, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific. So if you're listening after that, you might have updated numbers. But as we do it live, we will update you those numbers as they start closing the polls in the East Coast and then Central Time and then Mountain and so on. We will give you the latest details as much as we can. We'll get some. We're working on Gates, working on Smiley, working on some others, maybe Kerry Lake. So we're going to see what we can do. We want to make sure we bring you the best coverage that we possibly can. But I was not. I mean, I know of Oz. I thought that his advice was very good when I did see some parts of it. I was generally speaking working when he was on as well. But the show did very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, a guy who is that popular, they're trying to pretend like he's somehow an ogre and like we just didn't know all these years, which I find to be interesting. So I talked to him about that and then some. By the way, it's Monday. Motown Monday. That is Chocolate Voice. How you doing, by the way?
Oh, just fine.
Oh, we're making it happen. Sam in the his house. We're not getting the wink today, that's it. Wow. Making it happen is what we're doing. A lot of people from around the country, Carrie, I don't think that I'm exaggerating this. You can correct me if you think I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of people around the country are watching the young Latina women who are all running for offices in this election.
Mm-hmm.
They've been attacked. The Washington Post called them, or the New York Times, somebody called them far right wing Latinas. You got their opponents attacking them like crazy. Talking about Myra Flores, talking about Cassie Garcia, Monica Dela Cruz, Ana Paulina Luna. I think there are a couple in California as well. And they're all doing very, very well. Is that, you think that's true, a true statement that a lot of people around the country outside of Texas are watching them?
I think so, yeah. I do.
Because the border really does affect everybody. And three of them are on the border. And if they win, it'll be a red wave for the border even more than we saw with Trump in 2020. That was the Rio Grande Valley one for Trump in 2020. So that was very interesting. But if they should win, you might actually see some, you know, people putting the brakes on, allowing the DHS to just keep the open borders. We're going to defund this or fund that or push money from there, push it over here. I think there'll be a real push should these women win across the border, and should the House go to the Republicans, which most people expect it will. I can see them reallocating the money for those 87,000 IRS agents to the border to DHS to bolster the border. I mean, I really think they can do that. They have control of the purse strings, depending on whether they have the wherewithal. That's where the problem can be. What are you hearing? I mean, those races all appear to be very close, if not leaning, for these candidates.
That is exactly what I've heard. I mean, I think it's going to be close. I mean, the polls, some of the polls I've seen, I mean, we're talking just maybe one or two, maybe 2 or 3 points difference. Right. So it's going to come down to, because I know in Texas, early voting, those numbers have not been good compared to the 2018 midterm. So it's going to come out to people who come out to vote tomorrow on election day.
And that's interesting, because I got to be honest with you, I really do think that Democrats tend to vote early and Republicans tend to vote on election day.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I've heard people speculate about the vote, early voting being down in the Lone Star State, is because Beto O'Rourke is not anywhere near as good a candidate as he was 4 years ago. That's interesting to me. Like, there isn't the kind of excitement.
I was just going to ask. So you don't think there's that excitement on the Democrat side then?
Well, right. I mean, when he ran against Cruz almost only beat him by 2 points.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of money coming in. They really thought they could get Cruz out of that seat, and it didn't work. And can I be honest? And this isn't, I don't know the guy personally. I do make fun of him, Beto. I make fun of him all the time. But I've got to be honest with you. People are tired of the same guy being recycled.
Hmm.
He was a U.S. representative, and then he failed in his run against Cruz in 18. Then he failed in his run for president in 20. Suddenly in 22, he wants to be the governor. So I think people get a little bit wary of that, going, okay, do you just think that you're supposed to have one of these jobs? Because, again, against Cruz, so much outside money came in. Now, a lot of outside money came in this time, too, and it's going to be maybe closer than people think. But the outside money that came in 18, they're like, why would we send the same money in if you're going to lose again? And I think that probably is why the get out to vote early, you know, message wasn't the same as it was in 18. I don't know.
Okay.
That's the way I see it.
We'll see about this time tomorrow night.
Exactly right. Now, to that point, I got with Chip Roy moments ago. Joining us via video right now is Chip Roy, U.S. Representative, District 21 Republican, great state of Texas. He's my representative. Chip, out there in the campaign trail like a madman. You, Cruz, Cassie Garcia, thank you for the picture that you guys sent me. How you feeling? How's it looking?
Yeah, it's feeling good. Yeah, great to be out there with Ted. You know, we were down there with Cassie in Laredo about a month ago. Back with Cassie and Selma right outside of San Antonio. I was with Ted in Virginia. Last week, North Carolina, I was out in Salt Lake City with Mike Lee a couple of weeks back. And look, we're out there. People are feeling energized. They're feeling good. I think tomorrow night is going to be a big night. But as you know, my view on this is pretty simple. Tomorrow night's going to be a big night because the American people are sick and tired of and are rejecting the leftist Democratic playbook.
Right.
Republicans still have a lot of work to do to earn the love and support that I think a lot of Republicans are going to wake up, you know, on Wednesday morning going, oh, they must love us. Hold on. You know, we got to go earn that. But I can tell you that tomorrow night is going to be a good night. The question is how good, and it depends on a few locations. But South Texas, as you know, is looking great.
Well, I'm with you, and it's Chip Roy, District 21 Republican, great state of Texas. But I'm on the treadmill over at the gym, and I look up, and I've never seen more nasty interview ads from Henry Cuellar. This guy is attacking Cassie Garcia like a guy is shaded out and she's dark, and some guy comes on and says she's trying to take my benefits away. I mean, why is that the game that the right somehow is trying to take away Social Security and Medicaid or Medicare? Why is that the pawn they're using in this, and they're really making her out to be the bad guy?
Well, that's all they've got left. Cassie is one of the best human beings I know on the planet. I hired her when I was Ted Cruz's chief of staff. Cassie Garcia is a fine human being, married to a great Border Patrol agent, a chief in the Del Rio sector, Jason Owen. And look, That's all that, with all due respect to my friend Henry, and I consider him a friend, that's all they've got left. They've emptied the tank, basically the entire Democratic Party, dividing us by race. And now you've got brown people, that's the left's words, it's not mine,
right,
who are saying, you know what, enough. Enough of being taken for granted. Enough of being used as political pawns. And that's all Henry's got left. And so now he's playing the Social Security and Medicare game. Cassie Garcia is in this race because she's a smart, conservative woman. She doesn't really care about defining herself as something other than a Texan, an American who loves her country.
Yeah, it's Chip Roy. Chip, you know, I'm watching people talk about McCarthy, watching people talk about McConnell. McConnell actually is helping Murkowski in Alaska. People are getting a little bit wary. Looks like Republicans are going to get the power back, and you guys can actually do some positive change to give us back our freedom and liberty and stop the attacks from the radical left. And then you see these very wishy-washy, in my words, middle-of-the-road Republicans who are just going to keep they're going to get along to get along. And that's not okay. You guys have to go in and really get some stuff done.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, fortunately, there's a few of us who are going to call balls and strikes.
Good.
I've never been afraid to do that. And at the end of the day, we know what's actually important, why the American people are sending us to D.C., and that's to stop spending money we don't have. It's to secure the border of the United States. It's to stop weaponizing the federal government against the American people and to protect us against the power of government being used against us. And these are the simple things that we need to do. If you stop spending money you don't have, you can cut inflation down. If you open up our energy, American oil and gas, nuclear power, then we can have affordable energy and we can have reliable energy and we can actually improve our standing in the world. These are simple solutions, but Republicans have got to find the backbone to do it. I can promise you on Wednesday morning, I will be waking up holding Republicans just as accountable as I want to hold Democrats right now.
Right.
But our job between now and tomorrow night is to go out and get Republicans elected for one simple reason. Democrats are bat crap crazy. They're absolutely destroying our country. Republicans offer an alternative view, but the trick is we have to actually go do what we said we would do. We have to stop funding the stuff that we campaign against.
Yes.
So that's what I'll wake up on Wednesday morning advocating for you as my constituent, the people I represent, and all Americans across the country.
It's Chip Roy, District 21, Republican, great state of Texas. Joe Biden was out in the last couple of days, and literally, Chip, this close to an election, said, we're going to close down all the coal plants. And then he said, that's why I haven't given out any new drilling leases. He has admitted that he's the reason why we're energy deficient right now and the reason why energy is so expensive. I couldn't help but notice it's $2.99 a gallon where I get gas today, which is a whole lot lower than where it was under Joe Biden. But I've already tweeted out to people who follow me on Twitter, fill up the tank today, because Wednesday the prices are going up. All the games they played to try to pretend that energy really wasn't our fault. A, Biden admitted to it in the past couple of days. He has done that, and he plans on doing it some more. And B, they're going to stop taking from the oil reserve, and we're going to see the prices skyrocket, aren't we?
Well, we are. One of the most existential crises that we face is our energy situation, not because we don't have the capability of being energy independent and having a strong national security built on the back of American oil and gas and nuclear power, but because we have choices that have been made by Democrats, by leftists, to pursue unicorn energy policies that they make up out of thin air, where they just decide that we're going to be, you know, zero CO2 net zero by 2035 or 20. They just make up years. They have no idea what they're talking about. And the fact is that's causing pain for the average American. We can change that, and we should change that in Texas and throughout the country. We should be for reliable energy. Reliable American energy will drive CO2 down, provide reliable energy, increase our national security against China, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela. We can do all of that. And that's actually what the reality is. The American people face it right now. They're the ones you have to go fill up at the tank. And the fact that it's $2.99 is because we dumped the strategic petroleum reserve from 700 million barrels down to 350 million barrels.
Wow.
And President Biden was over in Saudi Arabia begging, saying, oh, gosh, please open up your oil before our elections. Like, it's ridiculous. You're an American president. Find your backbone, or at least find America on the map, you crazy old man.
Yeah, exactly right. And people need to understand that he said the quiet thing out loud the past couple of days. He literally is saying to Pennsylvania, to West Virginia, other coal mining states, we're going to shut you down. Your job will be gone. And then Buttigieg will say something like, go make solar panels. It's okay. So at the end of the day, they are saying out loud what they wanted us to believe wasn't true. And hopefully people will think about that as they go and vote. Chip, you've been great on this. I know that you're still out on the campaign trail today. Keep it up, my friend. Let's talk tomorrow or the next day to find out where we are. And going forward, now that we know we have this many seats here, that many seats there, what can you legitimately do, okay?
Absolutely. Happy to come on anytime. God bless you. Everybody get out and vote. Get Republicans elected on Wednesday. Let's hold Republicans accountable. God
bless.
All
right, Chip, we appreciate you. All right. We got a lot more coming your way. We'll have Dr. Oz at the bottom of the hour. Make sure you stick around for that. And your phone calls as well. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Coming right back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Dr. Oz at the bottom of the hour, Dr. Mehmet Oz, he's running for U.S. Senate out of the great state of Pennsylvania. Yes, I asked him that question. You want to ask him, why would you do this? You're a famous guy, you got a lot of money, you're a heart surgeon, a TV personality, why do this? Same sort of question I asked Donald Trump when he first ran. I'm like, what are you thinking? You're a billionaire, great family, why would you do this? And he gives very specific reasons. We talk about exactly what the issues are in Pennsylvania, exactly why he decided that he would toss his hat in the ring. And I ask him about the attacks on him. Oh, you're too rich. You got too many houses. You're too successful. And we talk about that as well. That's bottom of the hour. That'll mean at about 34 minutes after the hour, you can check out my interview with Dr. Mehmet Oz. All right. Meantime, got to remind you, look, we're all up in arms about this. War is going on. For some reason, we're funding it. Inflation happening. Over $30 trillion in debt. It's looking like 2008 all over again. While millions of Americans watch their retirement savings disappear, while those who invested in physical gold and silver, they were protected. Listen, if you got $50,000 or more in your IRA, your 401k, or savings, you could be at risk again. Right now, thousands of Americans are using an IRS loophole to add physical gold and silver to their retirement savings. Call 855-936-GOLD, 855-936-G-O-L-D. Get a free gold IRA kit and learn how thousands are protecting their retirement savings and adding $10,000 or more in free silver to do it. Goldco is the company I recommend for gold and silver, and they've helped place over $1 billion in precious metals. That's a ton of money. Ton of people who are relying on that instead of paper money that is being devalued every day. We could be looking at a recession worse than 2008. Do not wait. Call Goldco today. 855-936-GOLD. 855-936-G-O-L-D or goldco.com/PAGS. Make that happen. We go to the phone lines. We say hi to Joan, who's in San Antonio. Hi, Joan.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm living the dream.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's happening?
I was calling in to see if you'd heard from any other callers today or yesterday about what happened to me and my daughter, and we voted at two different places in San Antonio.
What happened?
So I went in to vote, counted the pages, one of eight, two of eight, three of eight, like you're supposed to, did all the pages, and I voted like I wanted to, went back to review it, and it showed that I had voted for a Democrat. And so
wow.
I thought, let me check all the other ones. So I went back and it said, you have missed two pages. And
well,
I know
didn't.
That I didn't do that. So talking to my daughter last night, I was telling her what happened. And she said, Mom, that happened to me too. And she didn't vote where I voted, but it happened. The same thing happened to both of us. Wondering if you had any other callers. Or information about the machines and people having experiences like that.
I have not. Now, was this in San Antonio proper?
Yes.
Well,
I voted on Encino at the library.
Okay. So. Well, I will put this out to everybody who's listening right now. Joan, thank you for calling in. I appreciate you making us aware. I have not heard this from anybody else. But if you're in the San Antonio area and you saw something weird going on, first of all, let me give you some advice. There are poll watchers and poll workers there. Go to them immediately. Don't leave just thinking, well, I thought I did it right, so whatever happens, happens. Go to the poll worker, have them help you correct it. But I'd like to know if anybody else had this situation. Go to joepags.com, click on contact. Just scroll down to the bottom. You'll see contact. Send me an email. Let me know what's going on. I have not heard this from anybody else, and we've got the biggest show in San Antonio, obviously. So if this were happening, I would guess I would hear from other people, but maybe it'll happen more tomorrow on the actual election day if it's happening at all. Again, JoePags.com. Scroll down to the bottom. Click on contact. Let me know what's going on there. Also here at their website, follow whatever social media you like. We're approaching 140,000 over on Twitter. It's at Joe Talk Show there. Getter's almost 200,000. At Joe Talk Show there. At Joe Pags, he said, on Truth, on MeWe, also on Telegram. Mehmet Oz when we come back.
Joe Pags.